High gas prices may make it hard for you to get excited about a monster vehicle, but General Motors wants to help. It's coming out with a 7-passenger SUV hybrid with better fuel efficiency. The company says the car will cost the same as a normal SUV of that size, around $40,000. Joe White, the Detroit bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal, took this hybrid SUV out for a test spin the other day, and he's with us to tell us what it was like. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
I'm looking at a little picture of a GMC Yukon, and it's just one of those vehicles that looks like it's kind of puffed up on steroids here. That's what it's like?
Yeah, it's a big vehicle, absolutely, and it won't get smaller for being a hybrid. The main thing that will distinguish it as a hybrid when those vehicles come out late this year will be a badge on the side and on the back that says hybrid,
so you get a merit badge.
You get a merit badge. Well, you know, and that's a lot of what hybrid marketing is about. It's basically demonstrating to the world that you have a green consciousness by having a badge on the back of your vehicle.
Well, how's this thing drive?
It actually drives quite nicely. We drove a prototype. It's not done yet. They're coming out late this year, but it was done enough that they would show it to us. I mean, a couple of cool things about it. One, you can drive this thing in what I like to call silent running mode, at very low speeds away from a stoplight. It will run in all electric mode for about a mile. It's pretty cool to be sneaking around in this 2 or 3 ton vehicle, totally quiet. It's about $450 a year less gas if you drive 15,000 miles. I put that through a calculator.
Now, I don't want to denigrate this vehicle automatically, but I'm just raising the question here. If you're getting 22 miles to the gallon when other vehicles might be available to you that got 30 miles, 40 miles, 50 miles, even in some circumstances 60 miles to the gallon, should you feel good about driving that thing?
Well, there you have it. I mean, if you are a person who has to carry 7 folks and you have a 6,000-pound trailer to tow, this vehicle might make sense. But if your real concern is reducing substantially your carbon footprint, and you don't have 7 people and you don't tow a trailer, well, no, this vehicle isn't going to do it for you. You really ought to be looking at something else.
Where do these hybrid vehicles fit in, if at all, with GM's efforts to recover from losing so much money and apparently this year losing its status as the world's number one automaker?
Well, you know where they fit in for GM? I think, you know, in a way, and I don't mean this to be too cynical, but in a way, this is marketing. This is a way for GM to say, look, you know what? We're not stupid. We have technology. Toyota has the Prius. We've got this vehicle, this hybrid SUV. We have just as much gray matter as the guys in Nagoya. So you should consider all of our vehicles because the same kind of thinking went into everything we built. I mean, that's essentially the marketing idea. And GM had kind of woke up to the fact after the Prius came out that they had been left, you know, they'd been left in a position where they look like the laggards on technology. Of course, this annoys them greatly. And this is part of why they're putting this vehicle out there. It's not so much to sell a zillion of these hybrids. It's to put a halo over the rest of their lineup to help sell more vehicles overall.
Joe White of the Wall Street Journal, good talking with you.
Good talking to you.